I want to run and hide. I don't even know how to explain it, folks. I want to run and hide from the cowardliness of a handful of Senate Democrats who have literally thrown their constituents and every single one of the voters that turned out by the millions last Tuesday to issue a stinging rebuke to Donald Trump and the MAGA party. This handful of Democrats in the Senate, despite the clarity with which voters spoke last Tuesday, and the uniformity with which they spoke, that this is about affordability, have now agreed to what? Let the MAGA movement provide welfare to the wealthiest and mega corporations while gutting the ACA subsidies that keep it affordable for tens of millions of Americans. Have you no shame? Have you no spine? Have you no courage? Every single one of these elected officials should absolutely be willing to stand up before their constituencies and say, it is okay if you choose not to elect me again. If your choice is in response to me standing strong for regular Americans, the tens of millions of us that need those subsidies in the ACA to afford health care for our families, you can vote me out on that, because this is a value, this is a principle that I am willing to sacrifice my electoral life for. Those are the elected officials. Those are the candidates that I want to see. You cannot put yourself before service. There's no explaining this, in my humble opinion. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got stacked phone calls, so folks, I'm going to ask you to be specific. If I'm missing something here, if you think I shouldn't be as angry as I am, please, please help me not be so upset by this. Roger from Middleton, thanks for your patience, sir. What you got for us?
Hi, love your show. I support you. We should be upset as all get out. I heard today through some media that the five people who capitulated, the five members of the Democratic Party who capitulated and voted for this, none of them are planning to run again, which makes it even more odd that they went the way they did. But I was wondering if you had heard about that and could comment. Love your show. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Roger. That was really nice of you to say and great to hear. I can't confirm that right now. I'm going to ask. I got my senior producer and my board operator. They're looking into that. We've got Senator Jeanine Shaheen from New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire, Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada, Dick Durbin from Illinois, Fetterman, he's running again, from Pennsylvania, Tim Kaine, Virginia, and Jackie Rosen out of Nevada again. I can't imagine that two Nevada senators, both Democrats, would both say, I'm not running in the next election. That's insane. And even if they are, then it still makes no sense to me. No sense to me at all whatsoever. Someone please explain, what was the point of the last 40 days? How do any of those Democrats look at a federal worker that lives in their state and say to them into their face, this is what you've sacrificed for? Nothing? We got nothing? Shameful. Charles from Milwaukee. Hello, sir. What you got for us?
Hello, Maggie. Two quick points. Nancy Pelosi would have never allowed this. This would have never occurred under her leadership. There would have been
You're
no
damn
disasters
right.
under her leadership. And my second point is, when we see the polls that talk about the Democrats being so low, this is why, because people are ready for Democrats to put on the gloves and fight and not lay down and let the Republicans walk all over us every single time. They want the Democratic Party to stand up and fight. And they were doing a good job up until last night. I'm lost like you and a lot of other people, Maggie.
Why do I want someone who won't stick to their guns? I want someone who understands. If you're going to stand up for a principle, if you're going to stand up for a policy, and you're willing to shut the government down on day one, then What does it say when you're willing to completely abandon that on day 40? It is absolutely anathema to me. What are these people doing? Now, there's a whole bunch of them, these Dems, that aren't up for re-election until 2028, so in 3 years. That's Fetterman, Cortez Masto, Maggie Hassan. And then there's more that aren't even up for election until 2030. Tim Kaine, Jackie Rosen, and Angus King. Shame on them even more. I hope all of them get primaried. Every single last one of them. If you cannot stand up for working class people, and if you cannot call the bluff of the MAGA movement that is their biggest, longest running pile of horse crap, which is we know how to do healthcare better. We have pages and pages of a plan and concepts of a plan and ideas of ideas. If you can't call that baloney, the 60 plus votes that they took during Trump 1 to get rid of the ACA with no replacement anywhere in sight, why are you in office? The utter abandonment of your constituents, flipping the bird to every voter that supported Democrats this past Tuesday, and flipping the bird to every single federal worker that has gone to work and not gotten paid for the last nearly 7 weeks. Shame on you. But thank you to Charles. We got to take care of a brief message. Your thoughts. Everybody's going to get a shot at it today. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What do we call this? The sound off on the shutdown. It continues on the other side. Join us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.